All right, you know, it's Wednesday. It's 8:26, so it's time for We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, Madhouse family, we got something very, very special for you today. I need you to get the whole family around the radio and listen up. If you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, where my very own alma mater, JCSU, is going to help you do that. We have some special guests here in the building. We have Denise Ball and Miss Hanya. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Miss Hanya here. And they are here to talk to us about the Johnson C. Smith University Sustainable Village Market that's going on right now on the campus of JCSU. What in the world is this sustainable market? What is this?
Well, it's our community gardens that we started several years ago at Johnson C. Smith through the support of, started with Blue Cross Blue Shield. They've recently given us another generous amount of funding. We're building three more greenhouses, hydroponic greenhouses. But we started some years back, 6 or 7 years ago, with Blue Cross Blue Shield's donations. And we're trying to provide some healthy food choices for people along the Northwest Corridor there. Mm-hmm. And so we partnered with the Mecklenburg County Health Department, and we started a farmer's market. And we just finished our third summer of the farmer's market. It's called the Rosa Parks Farmer's Market.
Wow. That's awesome. So they're actually greenhouse on campus.
Yes.
Wow.
And this farmer's market, this is run by the students?
It's really an entrepreneurial program for our students. It's totally run by them. They plant the seeds in the greenhouse, and then when they become seedlings, they take them and put them in the hydroponics garden or greenhouse or the aquaponics greenhouse. And then they harvest them each week, and then they sell them at the farmer's market.
Oh, wow.
What kind of produce do you have available for people?
I'm going to let Hanya speak to that.
So one of our most famous produce is our lettuce, and we just have different types. We have the mixed and bib, butterhead, oak leaf, or baby leaf. And aside from that, we also have beets and kale, different kinds of kale. We have curly kale, red boar, and red Russian kale. And we also have some collards, basil, eggplants, rhubarb, also known as Swiss chard. And soon we will be having broccoli and carrots.
Wow. That's awesome. I was on campus a couple of years ago and walked back there. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what is this? It's actually amazing to see. We're going to come back and talk to you all a little bit more. I want to know about some prices and things like that. And I also want you to tell Madhouse Nation, why should they get their produce from this farmer's market on the campus of JCSU as opposed to a grocery store, okay? It's We Family Wednesday here.
The struggle is real.
And we are talking to Miss Denise Ball and Miss Hanya. They are over there at Johnson C. Smith University, and they're holding down the sustainable garden. Before we went to break, Hanya was telling us about some of the produce that's available to the community. Can you go over a couple of them again?
Oh, yes, definitely. Our most famous produce is our lettuce, and we just have a different variety of it. Some of them are the mixed and the bib, butterhead, oak leaf, and baby leaf. We also have beets, some different types of kale. Some are the curly, red burr, red Russian, and we also have some
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Collards, basil, eggplant, and rhubarb, also known as Swiss chard. And we will soon be having broccoli and carrots as well.
So how much does the produce cost? What's like an estimate of how much the cost?
So our lettuce is priced at $4 per crisper, which is a box of a container of lettuce. And our container is also it's biodegradable as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so we have this special like sale with our regular like our customers that if they return the crisper, the container, they'll get $1 off their next purchase, and our like regular customers really enjoy that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to add that all of our produce is organic. Everything we grow in our gardens is organic.
Wow.
So what are the hours that the garden and the farmer's market is open?
Well, our gardens, you know, we start at 6 a.m.
Wow.
But the market is at from 8 until 12 on Saturdays. During the summer, we were on Tuesday evenings from 3 till 7, so we could get the after-work crowd. But we've been testing a Saturday market, and so recently we've been open on Saturdays from 8 until 12. And I'd like to add that even though our gardens are on the campus, the farmer's market itself is at 1600 West Trade Street. It's where the old A&P was, right across from Mosaic Village.
Okay.
We've got a big tent set up, and that's where we actually hold the farmer's market.
Okay. So tell Madhouse Nation, why is it better to buy produce from you all than it is to buy it in like a grocery store?
Well, the fact that it's organic, and you're supporting our student-run entrepreneurial program there at Johnson C. Smith. And, we believe that organic is the healthier way to go.
Okay.
We don't have good access to good grocery stores in the Northwest Corridor there. So that's why we're providing this, trying to give, you know, people access to fresh, healthy, you know, produce.
Now, being that this is student run, do students get credit as if this is a class or if it's an internship? How do they benefit from
they
it?
They actually get paid.
Oh, wow.
From a grant.
Really?
That's awesome.
A grant. And they, of course, have their course load of their classes that they take, but they can work up to 20 hours down a week in the gardens. And so,
wow.
Ms. Hanya, you're a student at Johnson C. Smith.
Yes.
Before you got there, was gardening, and was this an interest of yours, or is this something new that you learned about while there at Smith?
It's actually something new that I learned. I was actually exposed to this Sustainability Village program through my classes because I am a biology major and chemistry minor. And so I met Dr. Tenebrew, the director of the Sustainability Village Initiative, and that's how I got involved.
That's awesome. About how many students are involved in this?
We have about anywhere between 7 and 9 students at any time helping in the gardens at various times.
Well, I cannot wait to visit again. It's homecoming weekend,
yes.
So I'll be over there.
We'd like to say, if any alumni are listening, that we would love for people to stop by on Saturday if they have a chance and come see what we're doing. And also to mention Dr. O, we call him Dr. O, Otunaburu, but he's our fearless leader of our whole sustainability initiative there at Smith.
Once again, give everybody out there in the community the hours of the farmer's market and any volunteer opportunities that might be available.
Oh, we always love our volunteers. Mm. And we have lots of people, groups that come and volunteer at the gardens. But the hours, as of right now, for these Saturdays, it's from 8 until 12 at 1600 West Beatty's Ford Road.
And if someone is interested in volunteering, who should they contact?
Me.
They should contact you. How do they get in contact with you, Miss Ball?
Denise Ball. And it's at dmball@jcsu.edu.
There it is. You know, Madhouse, we want to make sure that our community stays healthy. Thank you to Johnson C. Smith. Thank you to Hanya. And thank you to Miss Ball for being here to provide the information to our Madhouse family.